right. I want to welcome everybody to today's edition of Saturday AM Live. I want to welcome everybody joining for the call for the first time. The subject that we're jumping into, delving into today, we've done it before, and it seems to be one of the most hottest topics right now, not only in North America, but around the world, and that is the subject of autism. Just on a quick footnote before we get into this, a lot of people don't, you know, like myself, until you're around somebody or it affects your family, it's really kind of one of those conditions or diseases, if you want to call it that, that really, you know, what is it? Well, basically defined, autism is a complex neurobiological disorder that typically lasts throughout a person's lifetime. It's part of a group of disorders known as autism spectrum disorders, or ASD. Today, they estimate 1 in 150 individuals is diagnosed with autism, making it more common than pediatric cancer, diabetes, AIDS combined. It occurs at all racial, ethnic, and sociological groups. 4 times is more likely to strike in boys than girls. Autism impairs a person's ability to communicate and relate to others. It is also associated with rigid routines, repetitive behaviors such as obsessing, arranging of objects, or falling. Hey, maybe I've got that. I arrange objects all the time, but maybe not to the extreme that they're referring to, or following a specific routine. Symptoms can range from very mild to quite severe, and the article goes on and on and on. And just yesterday, I received something that I dug up from the Autism Speaks Foundation, which is an incredible organization that is doing things to change and improve the quality of life of the families that suffer. And their specifics were exactly the same, 1 out of 150 as far as the numbers. And then just this morning I received another email talking about how there are right now 4,000 cases going before the Supreme Court of families that have been affected because of vaccines. So there's they don't really know the exact cause of this condition. However, there are things that we're doing to make a difference. And one of the big things that NECAN has done since the inception about a year and a half ago with our sports bracelet is that a percentage of every single sports bracelet that goes out of NECAN's warehouse, a percentage of the profits from that are donated to the Autism Speaks Foundation. And I do know that the first quarter, and correct me, Shelley or Al, who are on the line with me, I believe it was the first quarter, first 3 months of the sale of that product generated a check a little over $50,000 that was handed over to that incredible organization. So we are making a difference both financially and with our products, and that's where you guys come in. And why don't we go with ladies first, and you've been up a little bit longer, so you'll give Al and I's brain a chance to kick in. But we have with us Shelley Rooney from Denver, Colorado. And Shelley, you are on the line with me, correct?
I am, yes.
There we go. And Shelley, just real quick, don't get into all the incredible details I know that we all are familiar with our own personal story, but autism, what does it mean to you? How has it affected your family?
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to start by having Miles say hello.
Absolutely.
He's here now, and he wants to get to Starbucks as quickly as possible. Okay, hold on 1 second.
Hi, everybody. My name is Miles. Have a good day.
Good morning, Miles. Good to chat with you.
Put that on the phone. I have to go to Starbucks.
Bye-bye.
Have a good coffee.
Okay.
Now, Shelley, please tell me, at a voice that young, you don't have him drinking coffee this early. Or is that
part of your
routine?
That's just Miles. He's up at the crack. Whoops, hold on. He's up at the crack of dawn, and he's raring to go. He has a high level of energy. As you may give me 1 minute here.
Okay, no problem. And just so you folks know who are listening, we're not only going to have Miles, as you just heard, just to back up the credibility of this, but Al Sagala, who is with us, will have his daughter Angela share in a bit when we get into this. You know, something that's interesting, and as you probably picked up right quick, is that regardless of the child's age that are dealing, and this seems to be most prevalent in children. I don't know where the adults have gone to that are dealing with this. We know they're out there. However, they've learned to deal with the symptoms of it. But it does affect not only the speech, the brain development, the way that we sleep. Every area of our lives is affected with this disease. And it's just debilitating is an understatement. It affects us in more ways than one. So, Shelley, are you back on board?
I'm back.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
So how old is Miles, by the way?
Miles is 5 and a half. Well, he'll be 6 in June.
Okay, and how old was he when you guys discovered he was dealing with autism?
2, just okay. After his second birthday, yes.
That seems to be the commonality of the people I've talked to, that at that 2-year-old checkup or whatever, something takes place. And what was life like when you, I mean, I can't even imagine as a parent what that must have been like for you as a mom to come home. Or at that exact moment when, I mean, take us back to that date.
Sure. Well, it's extremely difficult, and I think it's part of the problem because, and I'll go into it further in a minute, but part of the problem is that, you know, the last thing, to your point, the last thing any parent wants to hear is that there's something wrong with their child. So oftentimes there can be a lot of denial going on. And honestly, oftentimes the pediatrician may not know. And now things are getting better. Awareness is really out there, and a lot of that's due to Autism Speaks. But as we go back in time and rewind the clock, really, there wasn't a lot that was known, even in recent years, about exactly what this is. But yes, it was extremely difficult, and, you know, it changed our lives on one day. You know, I mean, we had concerns about Miles' development with regard to his speech. We really didn't notice anything else at the time, and a lot of that was just because we didn't know what autism was. I mean, honestly, the only thing I knew about autism was the movie Rain Man. I mean, that was it. And there was nothing out there about, you know, be aware of your child's development. I mean, we all read the what to expect when you're expecting and what to expect during the first year, et cetera. But you really don't understand how important those developmental milestones are until there's a problem. And so when we talk about awareness for parents and understanding that you really need to pay attention to those things, it's just critical, because the sooner the child can get into some therapy and be treated for this type of thing, the better off their chances are for the rest of their lives. So initially, you know, it's extremely difficult every day, but initially it's extremely difficult because you can't stop thinking about the future. I mean, all that you can think about is the future. Will this child ever have normal relationships? Will he ever be married? Will he ever graduate from high school? And then what you realize very quickly is that you can't think about the future. You only need to think about now.
What's
what
right
we're going
in front of you.
Now. Exactly, okay. Because that's all that matters at the moment.
Okay, so you, Miles, was how old when Nikan entered your world?
He was 4, a little over 4. It was July or August of 2006 when Nikan came into our lives.
Okay. And were you open?
Yes.
And I'm curious, take us back to the person that introduced you to Nikan, and what was the angle, and what was it? Did they know what you were dealing with Miles, or was?
Yes. It was a very good friend of mine who also at that point had a child on the autistic spectrum. He's actually no longer diagnosed as being on the autism spectrum, which is wonderful. But at the time, so we have a lot in common, and she was sharing with me, you know, these very interesting products, and I just couldn't believe it. I just thought, this is great. One of Miles's big issues that really affects our life on a daily basis is sleep. And this is true for a lot of kids with autism, not all, but very, very many have a lot of difficulty with sleep. And it was really affecting us in a major way. It would take Miles anywhere between 30 minutes and 2.5 hours to fall asleep. And that's after a full day of activity. He was tired.
Wow.
But he just couldn't settle in. And it required either my husband or I to sit with him in his room until he fell asleep. Because, you know, of the other issues that he was dealing with, his room would become a playground. So
sure,
we had
sure.
to sort of monitor that. And that had a huge impact on our family. We have another son, and that was sort of, you know, family time for the three of us as well after Miles was sleeping. And it was very, very difficult. So I was very open to this idea, and I was very aware at that time that the environment plays a big role in all of this for Miles.
Okay. Now, when you talk specifically about sleep, I mean, a lot of people deal with that, and I'm sure that some might say, "Wow, you know, it's, you know, kids will be kids." However, I've got two daughters, and 2.5 hours is way too long. So your friend introduces you to Nikin, and you guys did what as a result?
We bought a wellness home.
Okay.
Immediately.
Plain and simple. Okay.
Yeah.
And you got Miles on the sleep system, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Okay.
And ourselves. As I said, we were very aware that the environment played a role in this. So my husband and I made a decision after Miles' diagnosis that we were just taking our house for granted. And that we needed not to do that, not only for Miles, but for our family, and to really make some changes in our life. And so Nikin played right into that. I mean, it was just what we were looking for, truly. And so, yes, we bought a wellness home. We are all on the sleep system. We put Miles on it immediately, and his sleep changed dramatically. I mean, dramatically, from the very first week he was on the sleep system. And I know that that varies for a lot of people. But it was pretty immediate for Miles, and he would fall asleep right away. And a lot of his problem was not only falling asleep, but he would be waking up between 1 and 3 times a night for anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour and a half. And so, as you can imagine, that means that not only does he not sleep, but Mom and Dad don't sleep either. So all of that changed, and it's been, you know, very consistent for him at this point. He falls asleep quickly. He sleeps through the night most every night, and he's well rested, which means that his day is changed as well.
Because no different than a child or an adult, if we don't recharge our batteries at night, then everything else falls apart. And I would not to assume, but when you talk about the wellness home, we're not just talking about a sleep system. You're talking about our air wellness products, the Pimag water. You've got the insoles, the kid strides in his shoes.
Right.
Everything.
Absolutely.
That goes along with it.
A lot of children with autism, and, you know, frankly, many of us are very picky about the things that we eat, and that is very true for kids with autism, and even what he drinks. I mean, to this day, he only drinks Pimag water, and sometimes Pimag water with some apple juice mixed in, but that's it.
Oh, wow.
And he loves it. He absolutely loves it. He began drinking more straight water rather than water and apple juice mixed from that moment. And both of my boys love, as we all do, the water. They both have air systems in their bedrooms, and they both have insoles in their shoes. And for Miles, the insoles were very helpful as well because he had a horrible balance issue. You know, he's bumping into things. They just, you know, part of it, there's a big sensory piece to all of this as well for many of these children, and they just don't have an understanding of their body and space. And so... And so that really helped correct that issue for Miles as well. And he seems drawn to the Bioxol body energizer as well. We keep it in our bedroom, and kind of each night we turn it on. We call it the relaxing machine, and because that's our goal with Miles. But it's, you know, it really sort of equalizes everything for us. And his interpretation of relaxing machine is laxing sheen. And he loves it. He absolutely loves it. And so every day, you know, he spends time with the body energizer as well. So we really utilize all of the products, and we do believe that it's important to, you know, have a layering of all of these products to provide all the best results, and we've seen it. So
absolutely, absolutely. Well, I don't go anywhere for me, Shelley, okay? Because I want to come back to you with a couple more questions, but I want to get a dad's perspective on this, because it sounds like I'm guessing that Miles didn't drive himself to Starbucks. that yours has slipped out. But coming in from Southern California, we have Al Sagala. And Al, am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Pretty close.
Oh, very close. You pronounce it for me.
Sagala.
Sagala. Okay. I know another gentleman by the name of Sagala, but yours is Sagala. And Al, you've shared your story with me before, and your daughter Angela was about the same age as Miles. I believe it was 2 years old when she was diagnosed with autism.
That's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. And I love the email that you just sent to me, and I don't know if you can remember the exact the way you termed it, but I love the way that your literary career is developing, my friend. You simply said, imagine at how did you say it? Then Angela was born. You were 21 years old.
Yeah.
Suddenly, after living a typical, as you described, a dream life, you were really sad. Then I bumped into Nikan, and now my wife and I are the happiest people in California. Grateful. With a big smile, I asked my wife to try to imagine what life would be like without these wonderful products. We can't. Imagine my future bragging about how well my daughter is doing now and receiving monetary compensation for it. So, aside from the business, what was life like for you and your wife, Al, dealing with what Angela was dealing with?
Wow. Well, mine is, I think, a little... I'm pretty much the same as Shelley's. It's just that not only did she have autism, but she had a lot of health challenges, like breathing, walking, and sleep was, you know, probably one of the biggest ones. Way Shelley indicated, where they wake up at different hours and they don't do the typical children things. They start opening things and breaking things, or
oh, fun.
Yeah, you go waking up to, you know, butter on the floor and...
Expressing the creative cooking side, right?
There you go.
At a young age. Now, is Angela nearby that she can jump on the line with us?
Yeah, it's just that she's not as advanced as Shelley's kid, but I'm going to see if she's willing to...
If she can. If not, we know
she's
there.
Yeah, she's open.
Okay.
Open, Angela? Hey, open. Hi, Dan.
Good morning, Angela.
Morning. Say, how are you? How are you? Say, Nikan.
Now, I know she's been more talkative before. At least she was a few weeks ago when we had her on the line. But, Al, take us back again, as Shelley did. When you said specifically not only autism but breathing issues, what was life like before you came home? And I believe it was with a pet pad, of all things, that you slid in. But when you talk specifically about breathing things, because this played a big strain on you and your wife as far as your ability to get quality sleep. Describe that for us.
Okay. Well, so she had trouble breathing all day and night. Okay. But at bedtime, or when she would go to sleep, the problem would worsen dramatically, and her breathing would get, I don't know. It was hard for her to breathe. It was just, it's something like she had like an asthma attack every night. And so here I come home from a meeting, and with the pet pad, very little faith, I guess I could say, but at the same time, I did bring it, and nobody had really promised anything or even hinted that it would help her out, and I got it, and when I put her on the pad, all of a sudden, I couldn't hear her breathe. And I couldn't believe it. I was in an angle with my ear close to her mouth, in shock. And
because she was not breathing heavy, or she just went to sleep, or what?
Well, she was already asleep, but in this case, her breathing all of a sudden was normal, where you could just hear breathing in and out. And so it was kind of funny because I told my wife, hey, Angela's asleep. It sounds kind of weird. And she's all like, no, she's not. And I said, yeah, she is. Can you imagine trying to convince her that she was asleep?
And I'm sure there was a few colorful adjectives expressed on your wife's behalf. Now, if I remember, this took a major toll on your wife's health as well. because of the lack of sleep, because I'm going to guess that she was the primary parent that was up during the night and dealing with the creative cooking classes going on in your kitchen with the butter. but what was the transition for her seeing this take place in Angela's life?
Oh, okay, well, it's kind of like a situation where her hours of sleep were way different than regular. She would want to, like, be awake at night, and my wife is pretty much the one that was taking care of her, and I had to go to work, I guess. But even though I would hear them, and it was her stuff on me, so then, because of the past, she ended up sleeping without breathing really heavy. She started sleeping all through the night, and, you know, then all of a sudden my wife was getting more sleep and getting happier and happier every day, and we were seeing results every day. And I'm not sure how Shelly's story is, but the idea is with us, she was 2 years old when she got diagnosed, about 4 years old when we got the product, and never mummed a word, never made noises, didn't laugh, didn't know how to laugh. I don't know if anybody could even think of that. She had trouble eating. She had trouble walking. She just had a lot of problems, and the insults helped her not fall. Now she runs. Now she could jump. Now she sings with cartoons. She's not a good singer, but...
Oh, come on, Dad. Every dad's just enthralled by their kid's ability to sing, whether they're off key or not. Now, I want to come back to something, because you had said she was 4 when you got on the products, and how old is Angela now?
She's 5.
Okay, so right at about a year she's been... Mm-hmm. Okay. So I would imagine that the last 12 months or so for you and your wife have been absolutely amazing to see what's taken place in that time period versus the 4 years prior.
That's correct.
Because a child at 4 that hasn't spoken or even mummed a word or even sung a song, to me as a parent, that's like crazy, because we had 2 little chatterboxes, and they still are today, constantly going, constantly. I mean, some of the first words that, 16 and 18 months from both, either one of them. So going up to 4 years old without even speaking, that's amazing. And yet that's not the case now.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a situation where autism was, I think I could have accepted autism, but the health challenges were so traumatic where once her sleep was taken care of, which we saw results pretty fast, I was so happy already. And now to see her, to long for people to hug her, to feel scared, to feel happiness, to feel excitement, to run at me when I come home and give me hugs and kisses, instead of before, if I would call her name, she would go into a tantrum. And she wouldn't want to hug anybody, or she didn't want to kiss anybody. And those are kind of like the toughest ones for me. And I'm not going to say that I don't appreciate all of them, but to hear your child laugh for the first time after years and years, that's pretty dramatic.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with you. That would make me the happiest father or daddy in the world, to be able to see that take place. Al and I, and Shelly, you're welcome to interject here at the same time. I this question goes to both of you guys. And this may be a really silly question to ask, but I've got to ask it. What would you encourage people that are out there? We've got a few people on the line right now that are listening, or that may listen to the recording of this CD. What would you encourage them to do if they're just being introduced to Niken, and they're suffering in their home, in their family, with a child that has autism, or they know somebody? How do you approach that?
Well, I had mentioned that my husband and I were very open to this idea, but I have to say that I've come across a lot of families who aren't necessarily initially, and I know the reason why. The reason why is that when you have a child with autism, every single day can be very overwhelming, and there's no roadmap. You know, when you receive a diagnosis like this, the doctor doesn't say, okay, here's the treatment plan and here's what we're going to do. They sort of say, goodbye and good luck, you know? And so you don't really know what to do, and you spend a lot of time figuring out what to do and what approaches to take and that sort of thing. Obviously, there are a lot of traditional therapies and things. But I think that we need to encourage these families to think outside the box and just try, you know? There's no harm in trying these things. And again, that was our approach to all of it. Give it a shot. It's certainly worthwhile. Because these products will help these children in some way. And it's difficult to say, you know, what would be the first step. My feeling is the wellness home. All of the products have made a difference in Miles' life. Because every child is so different, it's difficult to say what the first step would be. So I would always encourage the entire wellness home, because I think, you know, that it's just a great step to take for this type mm-hmm. of situation.
And you guys both started with the sleep system, Al with a pet, and you with an actual sleep system for Miles, and yet that's what it really comes down to. And I know, Al, that you and your wife have added all the rest of the products to your home, correct?
Yes. Yes. We now enjoy sleeping on a magnetic bed ourselves.
And I think Shelley did a beautiful job. I've got a question that was emailed to me from Linda Karchner, and they're talking that she's got a friend whose son has Asperger's syndrome. Is that similar to autism?
It is part of the autism spectrum disorders. Autism spectrum disorders include Asperger's syndrome, autism, and PDD-NOS, which is pervasive developmental disorder not otherwise specified. So basically, it's a variation of all the same symptoms. Asperger's is considered to be the highest functioning level of autism. And a lot of children with Asperger's have great impairment in social relationships, typically. And they're very interested in, you know, a small number of things, like maybe the child is interested in sports or trains, and that's really all they can talk about. They don't have that social ability to sort of spread their wings, and that can be very difficult for these kids. But they also can have a very difficult time sleeping, and I would definitely say a sleep system could be very helpful. And obviously, it's all about, you know, what the child's particular issues are, but that's what I see mostly with those children. And actually, I should say that if you live in the special needs world, there's a catalog called Abilitation, and it has all kinds of products for children who are physically impaired, as well as kids with autism and Asperger's and that type of thing. Because, as I mentioned, there's a sensory side to all of this, where these children need a lot of different types of sensory input and that sort of thing for calming. And in the Abilitations catalog, it talks about magnetic technologies being helpful for sleep for these children. And I think that's really important to note.
Yeah, and Shelley, the more I'm reading, and as you're sharing, I'm jotting down through several, or scrolling down through several things, and what I keep saying is that, and I quote, how did this state it? Currently, there are no effective means to prevent autism, no fully effective treatments, and no cure. Research indicates, however, that early intervention is appropriate in changing the setting and the environment. There's several of these different articles from several different places that I'm getting. So it's the perfect antidote to say that, yes, a wellness home, yes, no, it's not going to cure the condition or reverse it by any means. However, as we've heard Al talk about the fact that his daughter never laughed, talked, or sang, and what you dealt with Miles, that it's dramatic it's night and day, is the way you guys are describing it, that no, it's not provided the cure. However, you know, can we cure anything? Not necessarily. However, when the symptoms disappear, all of a sudden we realize, wow, we changed the environment and allowed... Go ahead.
I was just going to say there that that's really important to talk about the symptoms, because it's really just symptom over symptom over symptom over symptom. That's autism. And our approach has always been, and I highly recommend this, peel back those layers of symptoms. Pull them away one by one. And that's what the Wellness Home does, because there is no cure. So that has to be the approach, to try to pull away those symptoms, and we've been able to accomplish that with Miles. He was completely nonverbal at age two, and I believe that, you know, these products have not only helped with his sleep and his balance, but also with his language development. I truly do. And so these are the things that we're pulling away one by one, and I hear that in Elle's story as well, and I think that truly has to be the approach.
Mm-hmm. One thing I want to add is to parents, hopefully they understand, they hear the sincerity in Shelly's voice, and they give it a shot. The way I look at it is, what do you have to lose? But you have everything to gain. Quality life, quality sleep, quality air, quality water. That, since, as long as you're human, those types of technologies help us, even if we think we're okay. And if you buy the water for your child, you get to drink it too.
Imagine that.
There you go. And you only buy it once.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think, Al, that we so often forget that when we introduce any of the Wellness Home products, the air, the water, the nutrition, when we bring it into our home, it's something that we will be, we'll become the side beneficiary, you know, byproduct of it, because that we actually get to enjoy it as well. And yes, you purchase it once. And I was talking with a gentleman this week who had an Aquaphor that was a couple years old, and it was in storage, and he's like, well, I think I can get by with the existing, you know, filters. And I said, you know, it's going to cost you less than $60 to replace all of the filters. You know, and it really isn't, it's not that, and you can't put a price on it. Could Shelly, Al, could either one of you put a price on what you guys have introduced into your home and the Wellness Home technologies?
Absolutely not. Easy answer.
No.
And my answer to that, Vance, is a little longer, but if they gave me the option of knowing a Wellness Home or winning the lottery, it's pretty easy. It's the Wellness Home.
You know, and I think that reiterates the fact that we can't buy wellness. However, you know, if we did win the lottery, sure, but if we didn't have the knowledge and the information of what Nikan has brought to the table in the arena of wellness, and it's not just about autism, it's about so many other things that are out there. However, and again, I'll go back to what I said earlier, that making it more common than pediatric cancer, children's cancer, diabetes, and AIDS combined. More kids are dealing with this, and that means more families are dealing with this. And I so appreciate what you guys have shared and allowed your both Miles and Angela to jump on the call briefly, because it's a very serious thing that we're dealing with here. Any other thoughts before we wrap this call up from either one of you?
Thank you for the opportunity.
I want to add something, Vance, and hopefully Shelly could too. But in Spanish, we have a saying, when you hear something, there's a reason for that. So if you're hearing something today and it sounds like something that you're looking for, feel as though you are being blessed. Accept the blessing. This is a blessing that can't be guaranteed, but I took it as a blessing, and hopefully you can too.
Shelly?
And I would just say that this can and this will make a difference in families affected by autism's lives. There is no question that it absolutely will. And so I think it's very important and to share this information that we have, these products that we have, because it will help, and I think it's extremely important. So thank you.
Well, and, you know, to both of you, I want to say thank you, because you've opened up a horizon even for my own perspective on people, because it's not very difficult, whether in a grocery store or in a mall, any public place, to spot a family or to spot a young person or an adult that deals with autism. The symptoms are very obvious, and I think we owe it to everyone, as Al so eloquently said, that, you know, when we get exposed to something, when somebody shares something with us, it's for a reason. It's not by chance. We can call it coincidence or whatever we want to call it, but there's a reason behind it. And sometimes it's tough to be open to something completely foreign and as weird as what Nikan has to offer. However, if we say no before we understand, and so we have to put ourselves in the other person's perspective and say, think about what they've been dealing with. And sometimes people for years, and we've had dozens of other testimonies, and I know Shelley's put together a great piece that I'll make sure that we get it with this recording, on just some of the other people that have experienced life-changing results with the Nikan products and on the subject of autism. So thank you both to Al and to Shelley for sharing your stories with us, and I know that hopefully there's people out there that will have heard this for the first time and say, man, I got to give it a shot. What have I got to lose? Nothing. And you've got everything to gain. This is not a cure. We don't make medical claims. We know, however, what these products and the Wellness Home have done for so many of us. So encourage people to give it a shot. So again, Shelley, thank you for being on the call. Thank you for putting together the incredible piece that you did on with the autism testimonies. And Al, onward and upward, and keep spreading the joy, keep being the happiest man in California, and we'll look forward to hearing more updates down the road. So I want to thank everybody for joining with us. Again, next week, same time, same number. Have a fantastic Easter weekend celebrating the Lord's resurrection, and we'll look forward to talking to you again right soon. Bye-bye.